Hey, you guys. So, everybody, this is my friend Sanjeev. We've known each other since college, and it's now a million years later, and we are still friends. So, we're going to be talking about pretty much the difference in college back then versus today, and just a bunch of other stuff. So, everyone, this is Sanjeev.
Hey everyone, Sanjeev Rajra, I'm here, and right you are, Kyra, quite literally and figuratively a million years.
Yeah, and it feels that way. Honestly, yeah. It's been so long, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. But I have some questions for you that I feel like we've never really talked about, so let's kind of get into it. So
yeah, hit me with it.
Basically, I know for me, at least, like, my high school was really pushing college. Like, we had college advisors, and, like, they had, you know, charts of, like, different colleges that you can go to and these different choices. I was wondering, like, is that just my high school? Or, I mean, was that the same for you?
Oh, absolutely. So I went to West Windsor Plainsboro High School South in West Windsor. Next is a town over from Princeton, which is where Princeton University is. So they pushed a lot of college. And if it wasn't just them, it was the other people in town.
Right.
And I think that's just New Jersey in general. You know, we live near New York. We live near Philly. So big cities, big businesses, they're going to push college. Everyone wants a degree around here.
True. And that's kind of like pushing me to kind of something that is kind of like a weird question these days. But I just kind of feel like nowadays the kids that are, you know, 18, 19 years old, they're kind of pushing more towards like entrepreneurship, which is something that I've never really got pushed into. Like, I know my family was totally for me, you know, starting a business and such like that. But like, I think in general, people weren't really trying to do that before. And I know that now it's like a big push for that. I mean, what's your experience with that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, 10 years ago, you would never hear any of that. I think that's with the rise of social media, with Snapchat and Instagram and all these people. So basically, 10 years ago, we didn't have apps like we do nowadays. I mean, we had them, but you couldn't just call someone over Instagram. You couldn't just advertise right. Your business. It was done the old-fashioned way, so things were old-fashioned. But then in the last 10 years, things exploded. Like, you could literally, you know, put money in Bitcoin, and you could have a fortune by tomorrow. Things are so different now than they were 10 years ago. And the way kids act and move and do stuff is so different. You know, I don't think college is starting to get outdated basically at this point.
I totally agree with you. Like, I mean, I know that my little brother, he's 10 years younger than me. So I kind of look at the way him and his friends think. And I'm like, man, like if I had that mindset back when I was 18, 19, I'd probably be a millionaire at this point.
Pretty much. I mean, we wish we did a few things like take that college loan and put it into Bitcoin, right?
Right, exactly. Like, dang, let me get that 40K. Like, oh, my gosh. So, like, I mean, going into school, though, what were your top three, like, choices? Like, where were you trying to go?
So I actually really wanted to go to NYU. That was my top pick.
Okay.
You know, being part of the city, all that, though, I think in retrospect, that would have not been the best idea. Rowan was my second pick, and then Monmouth was my third pick.
Okay, so you wanted to stay relatively close.
Yeah.
I know for me, I wanted to, in high school, I was so like, I hate New Jersey, and I'm kind of still that way, but I know I wanted to go to Louisiana State, and I wanted to go to UCLA. Like, those were my schools. I wanted to go there, but I was such a slacker back then. I never even finished the application. Like, I just never did it, but yeah, I was trying to get out of here.
Yeah, no, not me. I definitely wanted to stay close to home, more for the familiarity and, you know, just, but I wouldn't have minded if I had to go far. Like, to me, it was kind of a no-brainer because Rowan was so close. And relatively speaking, the tuition is pretty cheap because it's in-state.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, no tuition is really cheap, though.
Relatively cheap. That's pretty much the way to put it. But, I mean, upon picking Rowan, because we obviously, I mean, for those who don't know, we both went to the same college. That's how we met.
Rowan University, class of 2014.
Yep. Put all my business out there. Let them know my age. You do it. No, but so when you got to school at Rowan, what on the first day, like what not on orientation, the first day that you moved into your dorm, what did you do?
Yeah, so actually, basically, my whole family dropped me off at Rowan. And I remember I was just waiting for my roommate. His name is Brent Holford. Ironically, I'm actually going to meet up with him in Red Bank this weekend, or maybe next weekend. We made plans, but basically just chilled and waited around and was pretty excited for, you know, college. I talked to my suite mates. I can't remember all their names, but, you know, just introduced myself to all of them. And they were telling me about what's going on around campus and what to do and where I should go first. So as soon as I got there, Brent came a little bit later and we talked and we both headed to the student center. So that was the first thing I did when I got there.
Oh my God, you're so studious. Do you want to know what I did the first day of school?
Well, let's hear it.
Because mind you, we had like 3 days before classes really started. So we kind of like didn't really have much to do. But I got to school and I knew one of my floor mates from orientation. So I linked with her and I was like, hey, like, you want to drink Four Locos? And she's like, yeah. So I was like,
cool. You mean the OG Four Locos?
Yeah, before they got banned. So for anyone who doesn't know, Four Locos is this like malt liquor drink, and it used to have like a ton of caffeine and like all this crazy stuff in it. And it's now banned because it was giving kids, like healthy, perfectly healthy kids, heart attacks.
The blackout in a can. That's what they called it.
Yeah, literally, it was a mess. But we thought it was cool back then. So I'm like, yeah, I want to drink Four Locos. She's down. I'm like, okay, let's find like some other cool people and let's head out. So we found not my roommate, but her roommate and another girl on our floor. We were all down to do Four Locos that night. And it turns out our, I don't know how you call it, like RA, what does that stand for?
Resident assistant.
Yes. So our resident assistant, like basically the person who's in charge of the floor, making sure that we're not doing nothing too crazy. She was like, oh, you guys have a mandatory meeting. And we're like, yeah, we're busy. So we just didn't go. And I had a kind of like a hookup because I knew like an older kid that was already at Rowan. So we wound up going to a party like off campus. And that was just our first night. Like, it was insane. Yeah. But good for you going to the student center, being studious and stuff.
I mean, we did check out a party a few days later. But no, first few days definitely stayed the course. You know, followed the protocol to a T until I realized, you know what, it's college, whatever.
True. I realized that like the first, like literally maybe 5 minutes after my parents dropped me off, I was like, all right, where's the bottles? But I mean, did you pledge? I don't remember.
No, I wasn't part of any Greek life. Actually, but in my senior year, two of my roommates were. So I always, you know, went in there. A lot of those parties I was invited to just because of my roommates. So yeah.
I feel like back then it was like huge. Like if you pledged, you were like
in.
You were already deemed cool. Like if you pledged. I don't really know how it is now, to be honest. My brother's not into that.
So I mean, now it's social distancing. So what do they do? Pledge over like Zoom or something?
Probably. And I'm not, you know what? We're not even roasting them, but like truly, this is like how it is. So I don't even know how they're doing that because I mean, back then we used to be in basements like with. Like, maybe the capacity of the room was, like, 100 people. There was easily 300 people in there. Just, like, squeezed to, like, sardines. Couldn't move. And we're drinking Keystone. Like, life's good. So, that's kind of our vibe, what we were doing. But, I mean, was it easy for you to find parties, though? Like, because I know you said your roommates were...
Well, that was my senior year. Actually, I mean, I think freshman year, it's really, really easy to find parties because there's so many new freshmen and some people already know people, other people don't. But, you know, everyone is down to meet somebody new. Like, for example, I would just walk around and talk to people. I'd just be like, hey, my name is Sanjeev. I'm a freshman. And they'd be like, oh, I'm this person. I'm that person. I'm also a freshman. And it was literally so easy to get into a party. You could just talk to anyone. And after a few conversations, you made some friends. You're in some parties. You already have plans for the next few months. Like, no joke.
Yeah. Were you part of that? Like, I don't know. At least for me, like when I was a freshman, my laptop was constantly open with my Facebook chat and people would just literally chat me like, hey, party at so-and-so, party at this, party at that. And I'm like, all right. Like, I don't even have to ask.
No. Well, actually, I had like two things going for me. So one, my roommate Brent made friends with like pretty much everyone on our floor within the first week. Because I usually would like to go to the rec center and I would play basketball and just meet whoever I could meet on that floor. So those guys would tell me about what's going on in the rec center. And then Brent would also tell me about stuff that was going on. So, you know, I had multiple sources where I would go, but not really the nobody messaging me on Facebook, but I'd definitely be part of like the big group text. Remember those back in the day?
Nah, I really don't. Because honestly, I feel like for girls, it was more like, it was way easier. Like,
yeah.
You had to have like five girls for one guy to get in.
Pretty much.
That's how it crazy. Was. Like, how did you, I don't know. I can't relate, but like.
Well, if you're friends with everyone on your floor, like let's say for Mimosa, we were pretty tight on the second floor. So.
We only had girls on my floor. So I don't know.
You didn't have mixed, I mean. So you didn't have any guys on your floor at all?
No, we only had girls on our floor. And I think the floor below us was guys. But they, like, we were locked out. Like, you can't get into that floor unless you have a key for that floor. So they really tried to, like, segregate our asses.
That was not Mimosa. So Mimosa. No,
yeah. I didn't live there.
I mean, it was different suites. So, like, obviously girls wouldn't live in the same suites as guys. But the suites were all on the same floor. So it would be a guy suite next to a girl suite next to a guy suite and so on and so forth throughout the whole hall. So we all bonded, you know, because we would all see each other in the hallway, do the laundry in the same places. So we were all talking. So we always had a group. So if we wanted to get into a party, you know, we would just get enough people together and we would always get in. Like, it was never a problem.
Yeah.
Never really encountered that issue. Never. But that's weird. I didn't know. What dorm did you live in freshman year?
Magnolia, I think. Oh. Yeah.
That's yeah, actually, for everyone listening, me and Kyra didn't officially become friends until, like, the end of college, though we knew.
Yeah, towards the tail end. Yeah. I think I knew you, like, junior year. I think that's when I, like,
no,
knew
way
you.
Before that. We all had mutual friends. We just, we never, like, actually hung out together until, we never became friends until senior year, right?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, my memory is, like, I don't even know, but yeah, I mean, guys, it's been 10 years. I, you know, it's all a blur at this point.
Yeah.
But, as far as like, cause I know for me, at least I was going out probably like four nights out of the week and definitely school nights. And I would wake up and go to my 8 a.m. classes. Like, did you have to do that too?
So I was pretty good about not going out on the weekdays. Like,
oh,
I made
so
sure
good.
It's how I, unfortunately, it's like, you know, I was super scared about college when I first started, you know, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to mess this up, this, that, and the third. So I would never even go out on Thursdays unless
what that was my favorite day to go out.
Right. Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Unless I didn't have an 8 a.m. the next day or a 9 a.m. I would not go out on Thursdays. And basically, you know, that was the whole thing. That was my whole vibe for the first 3 years of college. And senior year, you kind of don't care anymore. You know, Landmark's open. You turn 21, you get to go to the bar. Like, that kind of happens whenever, you know, whenever you have free time.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think that I was on the same trajectory as, like, other people. Because I would say freshman year, sophomore year, and where was I living junior? Yeah, junior year, too. I went hard. I was out and about.
You
and
lived off campus junior year, right?
Yeah. So, and that's another thing. So first 2 years I was on campus, had a little bit of restrictions, but like low key, me and my friends did not care. Like, we found our ways around it. But junior year, I wound up living off campus and it was like a whole nother level of freedom because, you know, for anyone who has their own place or apartment, it's kind of like that. Like, you're really just out there and, you know, you really feel like you can do whatever you want, which is crazy because you can, but also you're limited because of how broke you are in college. Let's just be real. at the time I was making, I think, $7 an hour. So one drink at the bar is like my hour or maybe 2 hours at work, you know? So I did what I could, but I would say freshman to junior year, I went hard, like really hard. And then senior year, I was like, all right, gotta clean up this GPA. Let me see what I can do.
I would say I was the exact opposite.
Really?
I pretty much, I think my sophomore year, I don't think I even went out. I think there might have been a time where I didn't go out for like 4 or 5 months. Like, I think my sophomore year was like my cleanest year. You know, I basically did nothing. but study and stay in my dorm. Went out occasionally. You know, really, really, you know, kept it together my first 3 years. And then my senior year, I just had a lot of fun.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was the exact opposite.
Well, and so, like, at least for me, like, sophomore year was the year that I was really, like, going out a lot with Derek, another one of my friends that I'll probably have on the podcast.
That's when we met, Kyra, sophomore year.
Oh,
that's when
we met.
Yeah, because we – so I'll tell you the story of – we started – because, you know, I'm mutual friends with people who are friends with Derek. So I would always go out with Derek, and you would be there too. That's how we met.
News to me.
You were there when we went out. But anyways, yeah. No, that's how it all began with Derek.
Yeah, so – again, for y'all that don't know, Derek is another one of my friends. Again, he's probably going to be on this podcast at some point or another, but he's a huge party animal.
His dad is famous too, right?
Yeah, his dad is a famous figure, but he was really known on campus just for being like the guy who has all the pretty girls. So like whenever somebody was throwing a party, they're like, yo, Derek, come through and bring all your girls. So that's why we were always out. And I don't even mean just at college. Like, I'm talking about parties in Philly, like everywhere. So it was really sophomore year. I think so in my entire lifetime, I have never gotten below a C in a class. And this is just off the strength of me having common sense, because I'm really not that smart. I don't study that much, but I don't really get bad grades, you know? But that year, I certainly failed math. I'll tell you that, because they had me taking this math class in Camden, and I had to take the bus there. Number one, me and Derek actually... Yeah, me and Derek actually took that class together, and he stopped going after like week one or two. But I was like, no, I'm gonna do this math class. And then, like, oh my God, it was just so traumatizing. Like, I remember the first time me and Derek took the bus there was two girls fighting in front of like the college, like when they dropped us off. And we're like, bruh, we are not in the middle of Camden right now. Like, I know this is a lie. So, yeah, I was already, like, not feeling like having to travel there, but then our professor was a nut job. Like, this man looked like Albert Einstein. Like, he had the crazy hair, and he was a mathematician, so he's, like, doing all these numbers on the board, and to me, they look like damn Chinese. So I'm like, bruh, I cannot follow. Like, I cannot. So I tried to pay one of the deep boys to do my homework, because he was a math major, and he did it like a couple times, but I was like, I can't, how am I gonna pass the test? Like, I can't do this. So that's what happened
with how me. Often did you go into Philly?
Oh, we went into Philly all the time. So we actually only took the group shuttle once. Our college offered a shuttle Thursdays, which was, I think it wasn't free, it was like $20 or something like that. We did that once, but the thing is, the shuttle will drop you off at like 8 p.m. and pick you up at 10. Yeah. And we're like, no, we're not leaving yet. So we used to take the shuttle there and then just like find our own way back. I don't even remember how.
This is back before Uber and all that stuff.
Right. Like, we didn't even have Uber. I'm trying to figure out. I think like one of Derek's friends from Philly used to drive us back, like something, like, because we definitely were not catching that shuttle back, because, oh, I don't even want to blow up our spot right now.
But I found that Rowan was so fun. I very rarely went into Philly, even though actually, for everyone listening, our school is 20 minutes from Philly. It's right next to
it. Yeah, it's super close.
But I didn't really go into Philly that much. I mean, we went occasionally, but I thought Landmark and just, you know, having fun around campus was way better than anything we'd find in Philly.
Yeah, but we couldn't even get into Landmark till senior year. And I'm, like, younger than everybody in our grade, so, like, I really couldn't get into Landmark until, like, senior year, for real. Like, I could not get in.
Yeah, I was there my junior year.
Yeah, I couldn't. So, and all my friends were able to. But so we wound up going to Philly a lot. And because of, you know, certain people that we knew and whatnot, you know, we were able to get into certain places, which was fun. And then we also did some parties, too. Like, remember when Project X was big?
I went to Drexel a couple of times for parties, but yeah.
Remember when Project X was, like, all the rage?
Yeah.
So there were... Remember when Project X parties were popping up everywhere?
Oh, yeah. The movie did come out back when we were in college.
Yeah, no, but they were like there were people on Facebook starting like, oh, we're throwing a Project X party, come. And it was like free and it'd be like in a warehouse somewhere.
I've never been to one of those.
Child. We went. It was crazy. Like, I mean, look, it wasn't no Project X, but it was a lot. Like, and that's kind of like the stuff we used to do. We used to just like be out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, good times. Like, I don't know.
So what do you actually, I was looking at Landmark, their Instagram page recently, and apparently they're shutting down.
Landmark?
Yeah.
So I don't believe this because it's the only bar that kids go to in that town.
Well, actually, no, because we've been back to Rowan a few times since it's gone. They're actually propping up a lot of stuff. There's some brewery right on Mullica Hill Road now. But I know for either
that's Landmark, so Gen Z.
Yeah, well,
like of who's course going Gen Z now? Doesn't want to go to like a regular bar. They have to go to a brewery because it's get cool some micro and trendy. Booths.
They're not even about the Keystone that we used to be about, you know?
Exactly. You know what? I was just about to get into that, too. Like, do you remember us being in sweaty basements drinking Keystone all and Natty time. Ice?
All the time.
And it was all we could ask for. Like, we were perfectly grateful for that.
We were happy about it.
Yeah, I was like, dude, give me free Keystone. Give me some Jungle Juice. Which, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Jungle Juice is literally, I think, vodka.
Why wouldn't they know about Jungle Juice?
Because I'm telling you, I don't think kids really know about Jungle Juice like that.
No?
I don't think so. Like, so I think Jungle Juice is like Everclear, vodka, water, and Kool-Aid. Like, it's really disgusting.
It's like a bunch of alcohols mixed with fruit punch, like, mix.
I don't even, honestly, Sanj, yeah. I don't even think it's fruit punch. I think it's like Kool-Aid mix. Because really? That's why it's so strong.
Oh my god. Yeah, I thought it was like fruit. No, it's definitely fruit punch. Jungle Juice is fruit punch mixed with a bunch of alcohols.
The Jungle Juice you were drinking. No, I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Crazy. But, I mean, back to school, at least. I mean, do you even remember any of your professors?
A lot of them, actually, yeah. So, I have a distinct memory of most of them because I used to go to, like, you know, the after-hours help. What do you call it? Office hours?
Yeah.
I used to go to all the office hours for all my classes. I used to just, you know, see them around campus. Like, I'd talk to everyone. So I could name almost every professor I've had if you wanted me to.
Well, not necessary. But that's interesting because I remember one. And the only reason I remember him is because he was a psychiatrist at a prison. And he would come back to our class and, like, he was an adjunct, so he wasn't, like, full-time there. But he would come back and, like, have crazy stories. He'd be like, yeah, like, I had crap thrown at me today, like, literally.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, like, he would come back with some wild stories. So that's honestly the only professor that I remember. I gotta be real.
Yeah, no, because we worked closely with our professors. You know, I was in the bio department, so we had to, like, really work. We had to do research and all this stuff. So, yeah, I remember most of them.
That's interesting. I mean, do you still keep in touch with them?
One, Richard Norton. So he was, like, he's, I don't know. You probably don't know him, Kyra. He actually works in all the labs, and he was my Orgo 2 professor. Yeah, I email him back and forth sometimes. He's really nice. So
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool. But you know what's so crazy? I was talking to my grandpa the other day, and mind you, my grandpa's like 90 years old. God bless him. He's so funny and great. But he was telling me that a professor at Rowan got in trouble for something. Did you hear anything about this?
I know a bunch of professors who would get in trouble.
Wait, what?
So there was the head of the math department. He was like a notorious drug addict, but because he was tenured,
stop
they never...
it.
Yeah, the head of the math
department. I bet you it was that teacher that I failed. He was crazy.
He might have been the same guy. So I had a great appeal for a calculus class once, and he's actually really cool. Like, he was really fighting for my case, but he would get arrested often around campus because he was a notorious drug. Yeah, no, it's a real thing. I can pull up his name.
Oh my gosh. Wait, tell me some more tea. You said there's a lot of teachers?
Him and who? Oh, yes, and then the Indian guy in the bio department. He got fired, though. Supposedly, like the you know, it's a he said she said stuff. So some people say it's because of racist reasons. You know, the story goes that you know he his name was Srinivasan. That was his last name. He was Professor Srinivasan. He got fired from Rowan.
We can't blast people. So we need to say allegedly. We don't
allegedly. Really know what happened. Allegedly. So allegedly he was fired because people were being racist or whatever.
Okay. Him. Which is believable. You never know with this world.
So basically the story was that so he works for Pfizer now as a some kind of like writer for Pfizer.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, pretty much. He went up in the world.
Would you look at that?
Sometimes getting fired is the best career move you'll ever make.
For real. Let him know.
But basically, so, and I'm not bashing South Jersey. You know, this is just what people said.
Oh, I am. I don't care. I don't like South Jersey.
So this is what I heard from somebody who worked under him. They said that, and this is a person who's lived in South Jersey for a long time. He said that South Jersey is more racist than Central and North Jersey, which I don't believe. I think
I totally believe that, Sanj.
I don't like
talking about.
You know me.
You do your opinion. I'm not going to interrupt you. But
so basically, they said that. For some reason, like you know, it the South Jersey type people, and they wanted him gone because he didn't fit in. That whole thing. I'm not sure if that's completely believable. Though I will say, as a brown person, I was one of the few brown people on campus at Rowan during my time. I never really had a problem, except one time at Landmark where some racist guy came up to me. But that's a story for another time.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. allegedly, again. But no, that's basically the long and short of it. You know, supposedly they just didn't think he fit in and they kind of got rid of him and used it under the pretense of we have to let you go for X, Y, and Z reasons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the only one you know about? Because I don't think that's who my grandfather was talking about.
Probably not who your grandfather was talking about, because this happened a few years ago.
Yeah, this was something, like, because he was really excited to tell me. He's like, do you know this professor? And I'm like, I don't even know the professors I had. So yeah. Definitely not. But, yeah, which leads me, actually, like, talking about all this crazy stuff with the professors. I mean, what is, like, the dumbest thing that you did in college? And it could be something stupid, but just like something that's so like collegey, like why did I do that kind of thing.
I'm trying to think.
And by the way, while you're thinking, you are a great guest on this podcast, because I mean, guys, I didn't tell him any of the questions that I was going to ask, and he's just totally, like, being so real and, like, giving us all the tea. So
yeah, absolutely. I think the dumbest thing I did was, I mean, I don't know if you knew, but me and, you know, my college roommates, my senior year, used to have this page called Rowan Problems, where we would make these videos and stuff.
Yes, I did know
that. So that's now deleted. The creator deleted it.
For anyone who's trying to Google it now. Yeah,
but it is it's still on YouTube, so, you know, you can check the videos out there, but I think one night we were trying to film something funny. So basically, I put on some handcuffs and I went to Landmark, you know, with handcuffs on, like trying to look like I was some escaped prisoner. We wanted to see how people would react to me. And everyone gave me like the dirtiest look. They were like, why is this like dude with handcuffs in the bar? And, you know, I had a beer and I was drinking it and I was chilling and whatever. And as I was walking back, because I used to live in Swarthmore Avenue. That was our off-campus house. It was beyond townhouses. So what I would do is I would cut
through. And guys, that's far for anyone who doesn't know.
I would cut through townhouses to get to Swarthmore. So I was like cutting through townhouses. And the public safety pulls up on me. And it's like this like, I guess he was an amateur. And I guess he was trigger happy or whatever. But he gets out of the car.
I don't like
breathing going. Heavy. No, it's not nothing. No, it's nothing bad. He's breathing heavy, all nervous. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm like, I can't really explain the whole video thing to him. So I just basically said, there's a costume party at Landmark and this is my get up. And
why didn't you just tell him you were an escaped convict?
Because he was going crazy. So he was breathing heavy as if like I was some like real criminal. And he was some public safety cop, you know, whatever, like probably some amateur, probably some loser who just, you know, barely passed. And he was looking at me like, you know, I was some real dangerous criminal, like
allegedly.
I was gonna do something. Yeah, allegedly. So I'm just like, no, there's just a costume party at Landmark, you know, and for any other person, they'd be like, oh, OK, kind of makes sense. It's a college, handcuffs, like this is probably not a criminal. And he's breathing heavy. He's like, what costume party? And I'm like, at Landmark, they had some event tonight. And, you know, they said, bring your best costumes and whoever has the best costume wins money. And he was like, take off those handcuffs. And I took them off. And I'm like, OK. And he was like, throw them away in the garbage. And I'm like, I was like about to do it. I'm like, wait, why? And then another public safety officer pulls up. He comes up to me. I tell him the story. I give him the handcuffs. He looks at it for a second. And he just laughs it off and is like, all right, kid, just put it in your pocket and keep walking. And the other, I don't know, I guess this amateur cop or whatever was like, what am I supposed to think? Some guys walking through townhouses with handcuffs on, like, what do you expect me to think?
And I like, sit down, buddy.
I'm like, I look at him and I'm like, I expect you to think that it's a college and you're in the middle of a college. And when some guy tells you there's a costume party at Landmark, it's pretty believable. That's not a very weird story. And I'm not doing anything crazy. So that's
right. The
dumbest thing I've done. But yeah.
I mean, that's pretty safe. I mean, I'm not going to get into my stuff because we're my podcast is labeled clean and we're going to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. But what about, and we're not going to mention this frat that this happened at.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. But I know that you were there, so I want to kind of get your account on things. So there was a frat at our college who had like a major bust down
in 2011.
Yes.
I wasn't there. Year. I wasn't
you there. Were I thought you were there.
No. So here's the crazy thing, actually. So I was invited to that party. And my friend came by and I was actually we were playing Call of Duty and he was like, yo, Sanjeev, I'm about to go out. We're going to this party tonight, blah blah blah. And I was like, oh man, I can't. I got lab in the morning. You know, I have a 9:25 AM class. It was like bio something and I have to, you know, I have to be like 100% for it. And he was trying to like say, oh, let's go out. And I'm like, no, I can't go out. And it is sure as heck lucky I didn't go out that night.
To that yeah. Party. I mean, I heard people were jumping out the windows. Like it was crazy.
Yeah. So I will tell you the firsthand account from what he told me. So it's technically a secondhand account. He said that.
And San, just remember we're live. Do not mention this frat, please.
No, I'm not mentioning any names.
Okay.
You know, if anything, I'll use euphemisms to
mention
it. So
that's fine.
The frat name will be Dexter's Laboratory.
You are so silly. Oh, my God.
The person who went there, his name will be Goku. So Goku.
Okay.
Goku went into Dexter's Laboratory. They were all chilling like villains, you know, making chemicals and whatnot.
drinking the potions, you know. Yeah.
And, you know, so technically they're all underage. And then there's an undercover agent at the party. And Goku starts talking to her, you know, telling her, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think you're pretty, doing the whole thing. And she's talking back and they're all being friendly. And then she steps out for a second. And then she comes back in and she happens to be, you know, the officer. And she's like, she calls it in and they surround the place.
Oh,
and they,
hell
you know,
no.
Everyone, like, you know, they ID everyone and do all that stuff. And yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I'm so happy I wasn't there because I used to frequent that place
all the
quite
time.
A bit. Yeah. And like, I had a lot of friends like in that frat. And I can't believe I wasn't there. Like, out of all of the nights, like, that's God. Like, I'm telling you, there's no way.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. But as far as like the basement parties, you didn't do anything dumb?
No, I was always pretty tame. You know, like I mean, even to this day, you know me, like I don't really do anything crazy. You know,
You're right.
I'm pretty
you
even
are a
about
chill
most,
guy.
Yeah. I'm pretty even about most things in most situations. Like, you know, and we've been in some pretty, you know, intense situations.
Yeah.
So I don't really do anything crazy, but, you know, sometimes crazy finds us. That's the best way to put it.
pretty much. But I just feel like it's so crazy because, again, going back to my little brother, he's now in college, his freshman year.
Oh, no way. My sister's in college. Well, my sister's actually going to be is pretty much a senior right now in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, actually, this is interesting because, so my brother's a freshman, so he never really got to experience, like, what college is really like, because I'll tell you, when he moved in, he didn't have any roommates because they were separating them. He's an athlete, so I don't know if anyone knows, but athletes get there before everyone else for, like, practice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So he was in the dorm by himself. He wasn't really allowed to, like, go anywhere or do anything. And, you know, now he's there, but I'm pretty sure, like, anytime there's, like, a hint of a party, it's broken up immediately because of COVID. So he hasn't really gotten to experience, like, what we experience. Like, I know that, like, when we were in college, the football house, they would throw parties and stuff like that. But your sister, you're saying she's a senior, so, like, I guess her freshman year was kind of normal then, right?
Yeah, ironically, her being 21 was the only thing that wasn't normal. Because if you didn't know, me and my sister, well, I have two sisters. So my youngest sister, who is in college, who is Gen Z, is actually, she was born the same day, November, you know, in my same day, 8 years apart.
Yeah.
And when she turned 21 was last year during, you know, 2020. So that was actually the weirdest thing for her, because you turn 21, you're sitting at home in your room in your parents' house. But so is everyone else in the world. So, you know, it's not really a win or a lose, you know.
I mean, I don't remember my 21st birthday, but that's for a totally different reason.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But I mean, she has a the thing is, like, you know, your 21st is supposed to be when you go out, when you do this, when you do that, when you wait at the bar till it turns midnight and then you walk into the bar because you're fine. Then that's how you celebrate, right? And then you basically don't remember the rest of the night because, you know, you do as many shots as old as you are.
Look, let me tell you something. When you're 21, you don't even have to buy shots. People are like, oh, let me buy you a shot. Like,
pretty much.
I wasn't even trying to, like, get drunk on my 21st. I really wasn't. I should
have. Did you have the sash and the tiara?
Oh, my God, no. Do you think that of me? No. No, I did not. I showed up in a leather dress, and I was just, like, chilling. And then,
you know, I think I was there for your 21st birthday.
It was during the summertime.
Oh, no, then I wasn't. But yeah, I was there during some of your friends' 21st, because we had a picture.
Definitely.
Wait, no, then I was there for your 21st birthday, because it was summer 2013, right? Or 2014.
I don't know. Summer 2013.
No,
because I'm younger, so.
But you moved out at the end of college, like, literally 4 days after we graduated.
So I know, but I turned. Oh, you're right. No, it was but summer. Yeah, you're right. It was
summer 2013, and yeah. I was actually on campus summer 2013. Remember? I some days I come over to hang out with you and the whole crew. We went to Landmark a couple of times.
All right.
At Bo. You lived at Bo, right?
Yeah.
There you go. I know. I was there for your 21st.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I didn't live there senior year. I lived on, I don't want to say the street, but I lived in a big white house.
Before your senior year. I know where you lived. The house. Where you lived at Bow that summer 2013.
Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah.
See, you know my life more than I know my life. That's fantastic. I got to keep you around.
I remember those details, but yeah, I was there for your 21st. It was at Landmark. Was it at Landmark? I can't remember.
It was at Landmark, yeah. Part of it, yeah. That's crazy. But yeah, basically, like, you're, like, I just feel like the experience for them is just, like, I feel like it was robbed. I feel bad.
I mean, I say yes and no, because, yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, literally, my sister's 21st birthday was literally, we were all at home. Well, I actually lived, you know, in my own place during that time, but I came home for my sister's 21st, and she was just sitting in her room on Zoom with a bunch of her friends. You know, having a white car or whatever. That
is so sad.
But everyone in the world was doing that. So I don't think it's super sad.
It's still sad, though. Like, I don't care that everyone else is doing it. It's the fact of the matter. Like, who wants to be sitting in their parents' house on their 21st birthday?
True, like, but there's people who do that when things are normal. Like, you know, there's people who have an exam that they have to do or something happened or they have to take care of
something. But do you really think she would have been doing that if the world weren't in the current state?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Exactly. So that's why it's sad, because it took away something she'll never have another 21st birthday, you know?
I mean, what's crazy is we didn't even have our 10-year reunion last year, actually.
That's another thing. We were supposed to have our 10-year high school reunion?
High school, yeah.
Yeah, we never had it. It got canceled.
I had ours like last week, right before, on Thanksgiving Eve. It was the unofficial 10-year reunion 11 years later, but I actually was going to Canada the next day, so I didn't want to really, you know, just be, I wanted to be up and about and head to Canada as soon as I could in the morning, so I didn't go, but
yeah.
Have you been to a Rowan reunion, by the way? The ones in Bar A?
Absolutely not. It's a negative.
I went to point two, actually.
Oh gosh. Did you see anyone you knew?
So yeah, in 2015, our friend Chris flew in. You know my friend Chris.
Yes.
He flew in. So we actually, we said he flew in around the time of the reunion. So we were all like, you know what? Let's get everyone together and go to Bar A and do it. So me, Chris, John, Giovanni, Kevin, and this other kid named James. And what's crazy is James wasn't part of our friend group until way after college, but he went to Rowan too. And I didn't know him.
Do I know him?
He's the Asian kid that you've seen with.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know him.
So basically this is actually, I'm sidetracking because this is so interesting, but it just comes to show how sometimes you meet people in college and you meet them later in life.
Right.
So one day I was in the rec center and I saw James. I didn't know who he was, and I asked him for a spot, and he gave me a spot, and we just talked for a second. Then, you know, I forgot about this kid, and randomly and without me knowing, John started working with James. And John was one of my former friends from college. But basically, you know, James and me started hanging out all the time. And we went to the Rowan reunion. And when we were at Bar A, I was kind of looking at James and I was like, yo, bro, you went to Rowan, right? Just like the rest of us. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, bro, you spotted me one day in the rec center. And he was like, yo, you were that kid. I remember because of what we talked about. It's like, dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah, I don't think I've, to be honest with you, I have not seen anyone besides you and like four of my good friends from college since the moment.
And Derek.
Well, he's one of the four.
Oh, okay.
Like, because as you know, and I guess for the podcast, I actually became a flight attendant right after college. So we had our graduation ceremony. I don't remember the date, but let's just say it's like March 8th. I left to be a flight attendant on March or May 9th. So May 8th, May 9th. Like I was out like the following day. Everyone was celebrating in Atlantic City and like doing all these things. I was literally, my butt was on a flight to Houston at the training center, like being a flight attendant.
I remember that because yeah. I saw it on Facebook and I was like, oh dang, Kyra's not going to be with us during my celebration.
Yeah, dude, but I was really excited because a lot of people were stressing, like, how am I going to get a job? Like, I haven't gotten a job yet. And I was like, well, I did. And it's really nothing that I studied for because I have a degree. I have a Bachelor of Science in Psychology. But did I want to be a psychologist? Yes. But did I want to go to doctorate school? Not really. And if I did, not at the time, you know. So I just was like, you know what, let me just do this. I love to travel. I'm still like in my prime, want to have a good time. And I became a flight attendant, and that is something that has pretty much railed the trajectory of my life so far. And I think it's been really helpful, just like seeing the world and, you know, getting to meet so many different kinds of people. It actually allows me to like meet new people today and different kinds of people, because there's a lot of people that you'll meet that will always be surrounded by people that are just like them. I've never really been like that. I like to surround myself with people that are different from me so that I can learn something and, you know, have like cultural significance with the people.
And it's more fun that way too.
Exactly. So I guess like to wrap this all up, because this is getting pretty long here, but I mean, where do you think the future as far as like Gen Z is going, like with college and, you know, all this stuff? I mean, What do you think about that?
We're starting to see, like, you know, basically the breakdown of college, right, much faster than it would have been if there wasn't a pandemic. Now, right, you know, it was already going to that way. You can learn anything on YouTube. You don't even have to go to these schools. All the information is on YouTube. I mean, back in the day, all the information was in the book, so technically you need to go either way. But now there's video lectures of people teaching this stuff. So what do you need the teachers for? Soon enough, I have a feeling that college is not even going to be really a big thing in maybe a few decades. But it's already starting right now.
Yeah. And you know what I think will happen when that happens? I think that they'll dramatically drop the cost of college.
Pretty much.
Because or it would just become they defunct. Need it.
It would just become defunct in general. Like, pretty much, I think that's where it's going. And, you know, obviously you see a lot more vo-tech schools coming up, more people going to do that path because they're getting inspired by TikToks and people on Instagram and all these influencers. So basically, we're seeing a change in the world. You know, you don't even need a degree. You just need a social media account. You just need a phone.
You know what?
In age.
Even if you don't go the social media route, though, I do feel like there are ways for a young individual without a degree to get ahead. Because I've done jobs where you don't even need a degree. I just got the job, you know, I got preference because I had a degree, but you don't need a degree to do it.
It's more so now than before, because 10 years ago, if you didn't have a degree, you were pretty much in a lot of trouble. Now,
yeah, but it doesn't matter anymore. And I try to tell that, like, I mean, my brother, he goes to school because, I'm not going to say he goes to school because football, but I don't know how interested he would be in college if it wasn't the fact that he had a scholarship for football. Because my brother's very much, like, entrepreneurship, like, mindset, just like the rest of the Gen Z. Like, they're very, like, self-starters. They're ready to go out there and, like, start their business. My brother, he's never had a real job in his life, but he has a bunch of money saved up because he wants to, like, start something, you know? And I don't think that's something that, like, we really used to do. We used to just be so okay with, like, getting a job and, like, just doing that, you know?
I think
these kids are like, no, I want my freedom. I want my own business. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really propped up. It's really propped up.
Yeah. All right, well, Sanj, this has been great. Like, this is a great, like, talk here. I try to keep these kind of short. We're at like 48 minutes at this point, but yeah, like, if y'all want to hear again from Sanj and we can open up some different topics, let me know. My email is kyra.malyn@gmail.com. give me some suggestions. Any final things to say?
No.
You don't want to plug your Instagram or something?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if everyone wants to follow me, actually follow my business page Instagram. It's cryptocurrency. Hold on, let me actually pull it up. I should really know this off the top of my hand.
Plug that right now. You need to plug that.
Yeah. Sanjeev, Sanjeev _crypto_consulting. So follow that page, please, everyone, if you can. You know, I really do know my stuff with cryptocurrencies. I've been doing this for a couple of years now. I post up helpful stuff every so often, and send me a DM for a free 30-minute consultation. Absolutely sounded like it right there.
All right, guys. So until next time, see ya. Yep.